This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program. I'm Dudley Stephen. Richard McFadden, we have the controls in our studio in Washington for his input. Ladies are absent today, as is the case oftentimes when the weather is good. And the, what is that? What's that old expression, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here as well. When the living is easy, there's an expression. Summertime, but there's more to it than that. The living is easy. Easy, all right. And the living is easy. Let's get right to it. The situation in Gaza, what's the key to halting fighting in Gaza? This is a region where honor is critical. Outside mediation is probably needed to reach a face-saving ceasefire between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Uri Geller, who is one of my best friends in life, is living part of the time in Israel, which is where he grew up. I had him on the air, I think, toward the end of last week. Had pictures that he posted on his Facebook page of the missiles going back and forth. So I thought, because there was more activity, more fighting over the weekend, that I'd have him on to update us. Not in his usual way, because Uri is one of the supreme mentalists in the world, and that's what he's known for. But because he's an Israeli, and because this is close to him, and because I trust his input, I thought he ought to bring us up to date as to what you were seeing from your home in Tel Aviv. Hi.
Hi, Doug. Thanks again for having me on your show for coming up to 14 years now. It's amazing that we haven't missed even 1 week. Yesterday, I drove down to the south, where I gave performances to children in malls who were in, you know, in strong rooms and shelters for weeks upon weeks, trying to avoid the missiles coming in and exploding. I went to visit wounded in hospitals, and then I went to a secret base right next to Gaza. I met some soldiers and officers, and of course, you know, my spoon bending amazes everyone. And that's basically I'm traveling the country trying to boost morale and telling people that I am an optimist, I'm a positive thinker, I believe that there will be a solution very soon. But nevertheless, Doug, you must understand that a country cannot be constantly under threat of missiles. It's just unheard of in any other country. And just imagine, let's visualize America being attacked by missiles on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. What do you think the government is going to do?
Well, I think you'd have a war, because the end, you'd want to put an end to all of this. I was interested in the military. The statement from Israeli military today saying it shot down an unmanned drone along the southern coastline. This is the first time that a drone has been encountered. And one wonders, there's no real government in Palestine that seems to have any power. And is that the problem? You got Hamas and the influence that they have. And so who's really in charge there?
Well, you know, in my opinion, in a way, Hamas, you know, is in charge right now, because these drones and all these rockets and missiles, someone is funding that. You're talking about $100,000 when a missile goes up. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly expensive, this whole war. And the sad thing, the tragedy, is that many of these missile launchers are based in hospital yards, where innocent people, children, women live, and the Israeli Air Force is very meticulous, is very careful who and how they bomb. Just to give you an example, for instance, before a rocket goes into Gaza, there are leaflets being dropped, and the population there is being told by the Israeli army to evacuate the place. Sometimes tiny missiles are thrown just to scare them away from there before the big missiles come in, because they can indeed injure the innocent children, women, and just ordinary Palestinians who live there. It is, the Hamas, they are getting more sophisticated. As you see, the drone was shot down. What is almost unbelievable, Doug, and give me another minute, is like there is like some kind of something protects Israel, because throughout all these missiles attacks, and hundreds of missiles were fired into Israel, most of them were shot down by the Iron Dome. I visited two Iron Domes yesterday. It's quite extraordinary and amazing to see how they are fired, and they explode next to the incoming rocket, and they just blow it out of the sky. But what I was saying is that this has to be stopped. And I just, don't understand why other major governments around the world don't get more involved politically in stopping the two sides. But we are not. Israel will not stop if we are being threatened and daily. I mean, I'm standing now here underground. Israel is small. So in most places when the sirens go, children get scared, and it is not a good situation. Even animals, Doug, you've got cows. It's hard to believe how animals react to the sirens. So I'm here, and I will be here as long as it's necessary. And I pray for peace, and I hope that the politicians will move the earth to stop this from escalating.
One of the things that you mentioned, Uri Geller is with us here on Good Day. He's in Israel. The Israelis asked the people in northern Gaza to get out of the way, in essence, to get away from where they told them ahead of time they were going to bomb there. And apparently some Israeli troops crossed the border on a mission to destroy this launching site that was in an area, or the hospital or wherever it was, rather than chance hurting innocent people, they sent their troops over to do it instead of using airstrikes. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. I can't tell you a lot of things. I just can't. Because I know a lot. By the way, there were some young Israeli commandos wounded. I actually saw one of them yesterday in the hospital in a certain southern town. But we are doing our best, everything we can do, not to injure innocent people, bystanders, women and children. We're doing our best, but this is war. And, sometimes things go out of control. And that's all I can tell you. But let's hope that by this time next week, everything will quieten down.
Well, that's kind of why I wondered, while you have lived in England for a long time, lived in America at the height of your popularity here, you went back, you were in the 67 war, and I wondered why you went back. You have a choice, and you don't have to live in Israel. So it's a beautiful, listen, you know as well as I do. As a matter of fact, the next time I go to Israel, it'll be when I can stay at your house. I want to spend time in Israel. I find it a fascinating place. But to live there and be subject to all of this, even if you're not likely to be hurt, the psychology, the psychological impact that it has on a normal human being is hard to understand why somebody would want to be in that, frankly. And that's sort of what
you're
saying.
Very, very much so. It's scaring and damaging children on both sides, you can imagine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But look, the right now, as we speak, there are negotiations going on.
There are always negotiations. This has gone on since 1948. There's back and forth every year. There's some kind. Sometimes it's more heightened than others. And they try to have peace talks. It's the same story that's repeated itself hundreds of times. It's no different.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I agree with you. And there must be almost a miracle has to happen.
Yeah.
To get the two sides signing a peace accord. Look, remember, we have a peace agreement with Egypt. We have a peace agreement with Jordan. and
well, let's face it. The only reason there's a peace agreement with between the Israelis and the Egyptians is because the United States brokered it at the end of that war that we were just talking about by giving the Israelis $4 billion and the Egyptians $4 billion. Look, you stop the fighting, you get $4 billion of American taxpayers' money. And that's been the case ever since. Israelis get billions of dollars every year from America, and the Egyptians get billions of dollars every year from America. That's it. That's why there's no more fighting.
Yeah, that is true. I agree with you, Doug. And remember, war is a huge multi-billion dollar business.
Of course it is. It's big business.
Yeah, yeah.
The military-industrial complex is out of control, not only in our country, but the Israelis have a big military-industrial complex. They have their technology in terms of the size of the country versus what they do technologically. The Israelis are brilliant. They are the fourth biggest economy when it comes to technology, and a lot of that gets applied to weapons.
That we are actually number two in the world in high tech after China.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Not America, not England, not Germany. It's Israel, number two position. And when I saw yesterday the Iron Dome, this is such a brilliant invention by an Israeli. I mean, can you just imagine 90% of all the Hamas missiles that were aimed at Tel Aviv, at Ashkelon, at Rehovot, even at Haifa, they were shot out of the sky and in front of our very own eyes. It's unbelievable. You can see it. I might be standing now here, and any moment a siren might start going. You have to immediately evacuate where you are and go into a sheltered, place. That is must, because you don't know whether a missile is going to, but even when it explodes, you know, the shrapnel, the pieces of iron then fall, onto the ground, and you've got to take shelter. But this is an unbelievable invention that saved hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of lives. And the arm that built it is called Rafael.
Uh-huh.
Rafael is an arm of the IDF, and no doubt there are countries in line to buy the Iron Dome their own safety.
Sounds like a television show. All right, Uri. We'll check with you tomorrow, perhaps. Uri Geller here on Good Day with an update of what's going on, the fighting in Gaza and in Israel over the weekend.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Take responsibly.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A productive new singer is featured in our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Her name is Colby Calais, and she has a new song called Try.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl. Take it off. This is what you want to belong. So they like you. Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, try, try.
See this video. Well, this philosophy. Yeah, I think that there is a move afoot here, and it's overdue. The essence of women and advertising that's aimed at women, how to be appealing, how to look more attractive, how to be different, how to look the way women should look, whatever that is, whatever that means. You would think it would be, and you don't see this sort of thing aimed at men.
So the video is all about women taking off of their makeup and just showing their natural self.
Mm-hmm.
And it has different women kind of singing the lyrics.
Yeah.
Where they're lip syncing her voice. And all the women have different looks. And they're all taking wipes and wiping off their makeup and just trying to be more themselves. It's very interesting. But to listen to the lyrics and to watch the video, it's interesting. I saw this going around on Facebook a lot this weekend, but never got the opportunity to watch it yet.
If you go back to Cleopatra, that's when you'll find this all started. Those of you who are trying to figure out why you spend so much money at the makeup counter at Macy's, or you buy some of the things to get rid of the puffiness. What is that? The product that we have that I'm always talking about. And I don't know, this is not about makeup. This is just about how you look underneath the makeup. And that's what this song is all about. First time that I've heard this addressed this way. I was being a little facetious when I mentioned Cleopatra. But think about all of the elements, all the money, that is made by telling you that you don't look good enough and you need to look better. And this song is aimed at you getting at your own beauty, your internal beauty, yourself. How do you feel about you? And beauty, as we all know, even though it sounds trite, begins inside. It's not outside.
It's the Rolling Stones song. Your shirts aren't starched enough.
You don't smoke the right cigarettes? That's a satisfaction?
Yeah.
Isn't that satisfaction?
Satisfaction, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, they kind of address the same thing there.
Yeah, not in quite the same way, but...
No, but, I mean, they're basically
you're talking about advertising, telling you that you aren't cool,
you aren't in, you aren't doing the right thing.
Or vice versa, you buy the right car, and you'll be considered to be the hippest guy on your block. Or if you buy the right clothing, or if you live in the right house, or whatever it is, if you... Yeah, you can go through that. You may not be able to get to the lyric line fast enough.
I know, let me see what I
can do. But we really, there have been movies that have made fun of this. But the advertising business, I mean, where would I be? This program wouldn't exist. Radio wouldn't exist, if you know what I mean.
He just said the man that's on the radio.
Yeah, telling you. Do what we're telling you to do in terms of advertising. Get Jen yourself. Call 800-543-9262.
And up next, Warren Eckstein.
Next with us, the Major League Home Run Derby and the weather. That's Factor 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Personal trainers, doggy daycare, hydrotherapy, pet massage, doggy camps and spas, play dates, even Pilates and yoga. Do our dogs need a time out from our overscheduling them like kids when all they want to do is chase their tail or sniff each other? You know, sometimes we do micromanage our pets, and it's a great idea. I think hydrotherapy, doggy daycare, personal trainers, massage, that's all great for your dog. But there are times that your dog just needs to be a dog. So one of the things I recommend and let people know is that all of the things that you're doing, you know, like soccer moms with their kids, they're fine and they're dandy, but sometimes it's a good idea to give your dog the opportunity just to hang out with other dogs and sniff each other, roll around on the ground, chase each other. Very often what happens, people tend to overtrain their dog, which is just as bad as undertraining. So it's okay to train your dog. It's okay to get him involved with different things, but make sure he has the opportunity every once in a while just to be a dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
You had a good weekend?
I did. I had a great weekend.
Kenny, you had a good weekend?
Yeah, I did have a good weekend.
Jennifer must have had one. She didn't make it in today. How about me?
Yeah.
I had what would be described as a busy, but that's normal, farm weekend.
You were going away and having some fun.
Didn't go away because I didn't feel well. Friday night, I came down with the chills and kind of one of those bland fevers that's connected to me not having taken care of my ulcer properly, so we didn't go where we were going to go, and stayed home and felt better on Saturday, so went to work as normal on the farm with lots of things getting done. But I wasn't even thinking about that, Richie, and I don't know that I should thank you for reminding me. Boy, did I feel awful on Friday night. Woo! Don't usually get that, but I haven't. I called Ken Kronhaus, who is, as you know, most of the people that are on this program are my friends, really close friends. And Ken has become like Richie and Kenny and the others who are here. And I can call him anytime. He was busy with patients. I called him about Meredith, about 5:15, 5:30 on Friday. I just had come in and I just felt, ah. So I called him. And in 3 minutes, he called me back. He walked out of a patient consultation and he said, "What's going on?" And he apologized for calling me. I said, "What are you talking about?" So anyway, he said that he chastised me in a very loving way when I had the problem with the food poisoning and it got so sick in February. For those of you who are new to the program, maybe some of you went through this. I was sicker in February than I've been for 25 years. I mean, really sick. And what happened to my body over that 24 to 48-hour period is so convulsively irregular, throwing everything out of my body and upsetting the system so that it allowed bacteria, virus, whatever it is, to get in my body. And I haven't really gotten rid of it. And it's created an ulcer because of all the gas and things. And it just shows you how someone like me, who Richie will be happy to tell you how strong my constitution is. I have a great immune system that's built
your constitution out of this.
The fact that I have been on the farm all my life is that one of the neighbors was teasing me yesterday. I stopped by her house to introduce her to Meredith, and we got out of the truck. It was almost dark, and she's looking at how dirty I am. I said, you know, that's what's kept me from being sick. I'm just very fortunate, but man, did this thing knock me for a loop. And it still is taking its toll on me. I figure when I start feeling better, I stop taking the medication. And I don't normally like medication, but in this circumstance, I took it because I needed it to get rid of the bacteria and the virus or whatever was in there. Well, I started feeling better, so I stopped. And that's what I shouldn't have done. And Ken took me to the woodshed because of it in his own nice way. He said, you didn't follow the protocol. You didn't do what you were told to do.
You didn't finish knocking it out.
Finish knocking it out. So it stayed there, and it's come back again. And even though I went to the snake oil guy and I went to other people, this is something that you cannot. I'm as much of a homeopath as anybody. I believe in not doing bad things to your body in the name of whatever the drug companies want you to do. However, in this circumstance, and it's all a personal choice, I am very much aware of how strong some of these things are and how you just can't knock them out because there's bacteria and virus around now, the new strains of it all the time that are so strong your body doesn't have any immune, there's no function immune-wise to get rid of some of the stuff that's in your body. So you depend on the drug world and you should do the lesson from this was, do what the doctor tells you to do in a case like that. Don't take chances and don't be silly. And it sort of brings me back around to one of the issues that we frequently talk about. Four or five times a year, there's a story of some family that doesn't bring their children that are sick to the hospital or to a doctor, and the children die because the faith-based healing that they worked on didn't work. And then they get charged with all kinds of misdemeanors, and they sometimes go to jail because of it. There's a certain amount of common sense that's involved in this. I guess that's what the bottom line is. And if you're interested in having a good, happy, healthy life, and maybe this is one of the things that we say, I have this gratitude post on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show. One of the things that when I started doing this, I wanted to do it every day, and it's now, you know, every couple of weeks or sometimes once a week, sometimes a couple of times a week. But I would say, Kenny, to post that we have all kinds of medical help available. I would be thankful for that because we have a lot of good medicine. There's a lot of bad medicine. It's political medicine. But we also have access to lots of really good minds and good medicine. And your job is to know what's going on in your body, and your job is to understand how these various procedures and the process that's involved in understanding your body goes to work. You learn how to take care of your body. And that's really the bottom line. Look what Richie went through with his lymphoma this past year. And all of the stuff that he told us about, and we learned from listening to him firsthand, the chemotherapy, the radiation to get rid of that tumor in his lungs or his chest. And he did it, and now he looks terrific, and he feels terrific, and he knows what he has to do going forward. And that's a result. I would have at first taken a homeopathic approach to it, and if that worked, fine. If it didn't, I think in this case, it's so direct. And, you know, there are a lot of people who say in 100 years we'll laugh. It's like using what they used to use. They put blood suckers on your arm in order to get the blood out of you. That's the way you were supposed
leeches.
To be.
Yeah.
Leeches on your arm, yeah. So will that be the equivalent of that in 100 years from now? Well, I don't know, but Richie's here now, and he wouldn't be here if it weren't for that treatment. So I'm thankful for
that. Yeah, let me tell
you
something. You look at Steve Jobs, and you see what playing around and trying to do the alternative things gets you.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Alternative things work as a support.
Yeah, but when you're when you're a year away from dying,
right.
You get to it.
Yeah. Well, you do.
Right away.
Yeah. Well, you did.
His last remarks were, I wish I would have, you know, not his last remarks, but I wish I would have tried a more mainstream approach.
Yep. Right.
He died because of it.
Yep. Okay. So where I was 5 minutes ago, I was bringing ourselves over. We had a conversation about women in makeup based on our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Kobe Calais, a pop singer, has a wonderful focus for women to ask and think about what it is you really look like, what you really want to look like, and whether or not you're falling victim to lots of advertising and suggestion when it comes to your looks. Look the way you want to look and how you feel well, and it will have nothing to do in the most, for the most part, with makeup, lipstick, and things like that. If you like it, fine, but don't feel like you have to go there. I think that's the note. So anyway, having said that, a lot of interest, maybe this is not a sexist thing, a lot of women are interested in the Major League Home Run Derby. A lot of women are interested. I was looking at ratings, Richie, for sports talk radio.
Yeah.
Most every community now. How many sports talk radio stations are there in Washington?
Two.
There's two. Mm-hmm. Most every market now has at least two sports talk radio stations. 4 or 5 years ago, unless you were in a major market, you wouldn't find one. And now it's the rage because...
Two, which is one more than decent talk stations that we have.
Yeah.
We have one real talk station, and then, right, you know, there's some little ones here,
yeah,
and there.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah,
two good sports talk stations.
Well, there are reasons for that, and I won't get into them right now.
Yeah, I know.
But the essence is, part of it is controversy, because the owners of stations don't have any stomach for controversy anymore because of what those people who don't want the controversy, don't like the controversy, are trying to do to the advertising world that supports us. Hard to find controversy in the world of sports unless it's who's going to win, if there's an argument about who's going to win the Home Run Derby. As a matter of fact, I was sitting, Meredith and I went to a little Mexican restaurant for dinner on Saturday night, and all of the television, every restaurant now has a television in it. You can't go any place. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was yesterday morning at breakfast. We went to a little place for breakfast, and they had in front, you know, of the screen, in front of everybody, they have a lot of stuff going on, the World Cup and football and baseball and all this other stuff. And I said I was sort of intrigued with how much out of nothing these people have. All these, this woman who was the anchor is asking some former player about what's going on. You know, is this the basketball announcements of who's going to go play for whom? You know, LeBron James goes to Cleveland, and right, all these other people going everywhere. So they have this, what appears to be very serious. She's looking at him, and you can tell by the expressions on her face, she's trying to get him anecdotally to talk about how serious it is that one guy goes from Miami to Cleveland, and what's I got to do to the ballots?
It was the first domino in the chain.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Richie, is there's so much attention given to all of this stuff, and people take it so seriously. Mm-hmm. But is it better to take this sort of thing seriously where nobody really gets hurt? Like wars and rapes and, you know, that kind of stuff,
right,
which is what and I think people are worn out talking about some of that stuff, and that's why they go, because they want to have the companionship.
It's an escape.
That's right.
It's absolutely an escape.
Right. So anyway, the fellow that plays for the Oakland Athletics, is it Jonas Cespedes? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Cespedes, right? He was the Home Run Derby winner last year. Is that right?
Yeah, he was crushing balls last year.
Right. But the National League home run leader playing for the Marlins, his name is Giancarlo Stanton. He's only 24 years old. He's the odds-on favorite to win the event. He has 138 homers this year so far.
I got to look that up.
Oh, maybe he got 108
right,
career homers.
Yeah.
21 this year.
Right.
Okay. All right, got it. Yeah.
There you go. That's
so
more
what,
like it.
What happens as a result? It'd be on ESPN tonight.
He'd be off the charts, man.
Yeah, man. He'd love that, huh? So why is there a home run derby? Is this another way to sell advertising, or is this something that people are interested in?
It's nothing but fun.
But I heard Kenny say he'd watch it for a half hour and then he'd stop.
I watch it every year.
You do?
I went to one when
it was. Is it on when 24 is on?
It will be on when 24
is on. Watch that.
It'll probably be on after. Right. Actually, let me see what time it comes on tonight.
All right. Well, you can check that out. Meanwhile,
it's a lot of fun to watch, though.
It is. All
it's
right,
just guys up there just crushing balls into the outer decks.
Speaking of 24, the season ends. The ninth season ends tonight. Who are you betting on? Who is going to be gone at the end of tonight's program? Somebody is going to be dispatched. Not Jack. Better not be. All right, anyway, 15 before the hour. Television report coming up on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer company, Boston Adams, it was Boston.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is finally here, and it's time for the All-American Cookout. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 45% of Americans say hamburgers are the entree on the menu most. So don't forget the beef. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Hamburgers are an American staple at summer cookouts. But let's try to turn it up a bit this year. Instead of just using ground sirloin, combine equal parts of sirloin, brisket, and short ribs. Then top off your burger with a homemade slaw with a little bit of spicy kick. You and your guests will be amazed at the difference. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills.
Let's get to my television report. Jennifer not here today, so it is left to me to turn to the 57 channels. Yes, we've just made remarks about the end of 24, at least this season, season 9. Anybody putting money on who gets it and who doesn't?
You mean the biggies? I mean, really, yeah. You have Chloe and...
And Jack.
And Jack. I mean,
maybe the blonde agent. What's her name?
I think she makes it. I think, yeah, I think she's, if they come back with another season, which it looks like they will, uh-huh. I think she's back in it.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't think the traditionalists would be happy if Chloe gets it. I'll tell you that.
The big bet is going to be whether Audrey gets it.
Ah, or yeah. The president gets it.
Or the president gets it. I don't know that the president, Audrey may get it.
Hmm. Christopher Walken is going to play Captain Hook. NBC is going to produce Peter Pan, and Christopher Walken is going to star as Captain Hook. What a great...
You can do nothing but laugh when you hear that.
Well, see, The Sound of Music did so well. Was that last year? It was last year, right?
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't good, it did well. So they want to try to create more of these.
It wasn't good. It was fine.
A lot of the critics, Richie, said it wasn't. You're right.
Whatever.
Orange. Four Emmy nominations, though.
Four Emmys, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't get Orange is the New Black. Don't understand. Kenny, do you understand this show?
Yeah, it's basically, it's a show set in a woman's prison.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Twitter support for it.
Orange jumpsuits, mm-hmm. Get it?
Yeah, I got it, Richie. You got it. Yeah.
Good.
So what was the outrage, Kenny, that so many fans, the announcement was made that it was canceled?
Yeah, there was a website, kind of like The Onion, a fake news site, that said that Hulu had pulled the plug and canceled it, and people went crazy, but it wasn't a true story.
So here's a true story. NBC says a new Bill Cosby sitcom, now in development, could debut as soon as next summer. Can you imagine that?
No!
74 or something, or 80.
Still funny, too.
Yeah, very funny guy. 51 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here on the Duck Steffen Good Day program, one of our medical experts. He goes through all of the periodicals, the medical sources, to come up with the headlines from this week, information about how what's being researched may affect you. And I find it interesting, we've been talking a lot about immigrants, illegal and otherwise. You have a story about what comes into the country through these immigrants, health-wise.
My grandmother, who was 10 years old when she came to America with her mom and dad, my great-grandparents, told me so often about the times of the thorough physical exam she and her parents got before they were allowed to come into our country, and how a few of the people in her group who came across on the ship were sent back because they had infectious diseases. So this really is a story that I'm familiar with. And right now what's happening is illegal immigrants are coming to America with active scabies and other infections, including tuberculosis. These two infections are not frequently seen in America. Scabies are a mite-type parasite that burrow under the skin, leading to itchiness and skin eruptions. The disease can be treated with either oral or tropical medication. Doug, to kill the insects, Central America is full of tropical diseases traditional American physicians are not trained to recognize.
Isn't that swell? So in addition to spending all this money to bring these people in, we're going to have to deal with their illnesses as well. That's really something that will help promote and make America a better place. That's my comment. Let's keep moving here. There's a new drug that's been developed for treating psoriasis. Now, I'm going to challenge Dr. Ken into pronouncing the name of this drug.
I wish you wouldn't have done that. But this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I've been searching for the established, agreed way to pronounce this, and it just doesn't exist. It's secukinumab, and this is the scientific name. The brand name has not been established yet. But let me spell it, because this is really good news. S-E-C-U-K-I, N as in Nancy, U, M as in Mary, A-B. If you know anybody with psoriasis, this is where people incredibly scale. When they come to visit you, they will leave their skin material on whatever surface they go near. Gross. It's frustrating, embarrassing for them, for anyone around them. This is such fantastically great news out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. This new drug called secukinumab has been shown in two clinical trials to rapidly and effectively treat psoriasis in some patients while causing fewer side effects than current pharmaceutical treatments. It's an engineered antibody against an inflammatory signaling protein that has been implicated in psoriasis. And the great news is the current treatment just in general turns down the immune system, but this selectively works on the part of the immune system which is attacking the skin.
All right, women's medical news. Getting regular pelvic exams, yes or no?
No, this is great news. Annals of Internal Medicine for all of our ladies. For decades, Doug, American women have routinely had a yearly pelvic exam. The aim is to spot cancers of the pelvic organs, infections, and abnormalities such as ovarian cysts or uterine fibroids. Well, the influential American College of Physicians this week is advising against routine pelvic exams for women who are not pregnant and have no symptoms of a potential problem. The reason? There's no good scientific evidence that screening exams benefit women. However, the new guidelines apply only to pelvic exams, and women should continue to have cervical cancer screenings.
All right. From the DIR department, inactivity is the main culprit in obesity. But, I mean, why even talk about that?
Well, this is American Journal of Medicine this week. You know, you've talked about why in America suddenly are people so obese. Lack of exercise and not a tendency to eat too much may explain why an increasing number of Americans are obese. There's been a sharp rise seen in the number of Americans who do not exercise. If we currently truly want to take control, Doug, of our health and our health care costs, then we need to provide safe places for physical activity.
Genucell with stem cell technology. How does it work on the bags and puffiness under one's eyes?
Ladies, are you tired of trying a wrinkle cream that simply does not work? And what about these bags under your eyes? That's why Genucell with instant effects is different. Genucell uses iSeril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around the eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. Genucell is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in 30 days or your money back.
800-822-6145 for Genucell. 800-822-6145. Recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.